Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting sixth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Alex Grammas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Nuxhall. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Joe Nuxhall. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting third. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Pete Wisenant. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Kizer. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Kizer. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hook. Temple moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kizer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi strikes out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hook moves to second. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a pop-up towards third. Hook settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas hits a line drive into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant hits a pop-up towards first. Kluszewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nuxhall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Kaiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaiser hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nuxhall moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. Nuxhall moves to third. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaiser fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0-for-1 in the game. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Burgess settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fondi hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. Post hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Reds. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-1 in the game. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0-for-1 in the game. Grammas takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grammas. The throw from Landreth and he is out, Kindle applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Irvin hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. King hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Temple reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 0 for 1 in the game. Wisenant hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nuxhall hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 1 in the game. Landreth takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kindle strikes out. One out. Don Kaiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaiser is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaiser bunts towards third. Grammas fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 0 for 2 in the game. Mixas hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaiser fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 2 in the game. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Irvin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 2 in the game. King hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. King reaches second base with a double. Irvin moves to third. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 0 for 2 in the game. Wisenant hits a pop-up towards first. Kluszewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke juggles the ball. That's an error on Hoke. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 2 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixus fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grammas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burgess moves to second. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan is walked intentionally. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nuxhall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nuxhall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Landreth hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kizer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kizer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Temple moves to second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 3 in the game. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi fields the ball and throws to second. Kindle drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Kindle. Temple scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Reds. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixus is 0 for 3 in the game. Mixus hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan misplays the ball. That's an error on McMillan. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 3 in the game. Fondi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 3 in the game. Burgess hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grammas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenhunt and settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. King hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Wisenhunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenhunt is 0 for 3 in the game. Wisenhunt strikes out. Two outs. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Landreth hits a pop-up towards third. Grandma settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.